WMFO, hello. WMFO, yes. This is Tufts University, Medford. And you're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. And good afternoon, everyone. So, let's see. Has your doctor ordered a CT scan, MRI, mammogram, or other radiology tests? Prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org gives you detailed descriptions of nearly 100 tests and treatments. How interesting. I did not know that. That's fabulous. Okay, so, well, it's very, very nice out there. 50 degrees, very spring-like, and the wind is not happening. It's calm. So we'll take it. It's a very nice day. Just a reminder, I had mentioned last week, there's a special benefit concert coming up this Sunday, March 26th at 3 o'clock at Temple Emmanuel in Newton, Mass. And there is a live stream available. It's for the 2023 Jimmy Fund benefit. And it's to benefit glioblastoma research at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. It is in memory of Sarah Jane Bowling, and it's featuring the Zamir Correll of Boston with Joshua Jacobson, Artistic Director, Coleno, Boston's Jewish Community Chorus, Carol Martin, Artistic Director, the Music Friends of Sarah Jane Bowling, Elijah Botkin is the Artistic Director. It's going to feature a world premiere by these composers, Charles Osborne, Nick Page, Robbie Solomon, Daniel Gill, and more. So you can get tickets by going to jimmy.fund/concert. So I am going to be in attendance, and I think it'd be a wonderful thing if some of you decided to come out for that as well. It's for a very good cause, and the music is sure to be fantastic. So let's see. We're going to start off with something wonderful. This is from Steve Gorn, who plays amazing flute, from a CD called Colors of the Mind.
Thank you. Thank you. at the time to love has come. Oh, yeah, to love at the time. Oh, to love. Oh, now, now, people, get now ready for our people. Are you ready? Lecove Chavez, Lecove Chavez, Lecove Chavez, Lecove Chavez. Hama Mekadoshay, Mekadoshay Shvi. Hama mekadoshay, mekadoshay shvi, kulam nisbeu veisangu. Hama mekadoshay, mekadoshay shvi, kulam nisbeu veisangu. Hama mekadoshay, mekadoshay shvi, kulam nisbeu veisangu.
Peace out. The crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the trees to drop. He is a strange and
Toronto, WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voicemobile here at Tufts University. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. So, we've been listening to, we started off with Steve Gorn, a song called Hummingbird off of a CD called Colors of the Mind, master flute player. And then followed by Laser Lloyd from his CD, self-titled Laser Lloyd, Time to Love. Then we listened to Yehuda Green from a CD called Mashiach, We Need You, and the song was Am Mekadeshai. Then Andy Statman, who was just recently here at the Club Passine, what a fabulous show that was. We listened to the CD Awakening from Above, Echad Shehu, Renew Us, O God. And then we listened to Madeline and Solomon from a CD called A Woman's Journey, Strange Fruit. And we just listened to Rebbe Soul off of his From Another World, Aishas Chayil Part 2, Ladies. All right, so I want to share with you something from this wonderful book called Seeds and Sparks by Rabbi Avraham Aryeh Trugman, Inspiration and Self-Expression Through the Cycles of Jewish Life. We're coming up to the, actually, at around 3-something this afternoon, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the first of the months, and this is the month that is considered the first of the months for the Jewish people. It is where we have the holiday of Pesach, when we got out of Egypt, and we were told to commemorate by observing certain rituals, which, so we will be beginning to do, prepare our homes for the Pesach holiday, Passover, and to be sitting at a Seder, hopefully. So let's see what he has quite a few things. It says the first day of Nisan, which will be, so it starts tonight and tomorrow. The first day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is a very important day for many reasons. It was on this day that Israel received its first mitzvah as a people in preparation for leaving Egypt. The instructions to make Nisan the first of the months of the year, and the entire system of the Jewish calendar with all its secrets regarding how we can become the masters of time. It was the day we dedicated the tabernacle in the desert, the future prototype of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. And it was this day, according to Rabbi Yehoshua in the Talmud, that God actually created the world. All of these ideas are intrinsically bound together with a common theme of renewal and newness. In Nisan, nature awakens from its winter hibernation, and everything is bursting with new life. So too in the soul. New life force and potential is now ready to manifest itself. Two terms, spring cleaning and spring fever, represent the very real manner in which this energy affects us. We are ready for new directions and new insight, ready to break free from the restraints of the past and embrace the future with new optimism and enthusiasm. This being the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people signifies the essential power of renewal in our national life. Has any people had to begin again so many times throughout its long and tortured history? No matter what the circumstances, we have persevered and renewed ourselves countless times in communities around the globe. This essential power exists in every Jewish soul and is one of the secrets of our survival. The miraculous ingathering of the exiles and the rebuilding of our ancient homeland in Israel today clearly testifies to this truth. We are not referring just to just renewal, but an even more essential power to reveal new insight and spiritual energy altogether. The verse in Ecclesiastes 1:9 stating, "There is nothing new under the sun," implies that under the sun there is nothing new, but over the sun, quote-unquote, there is always something new. Every Jewish soul is connected to the place over the sun in the deepest way. It is no wonder that approximately 20% of all Nobel Prize winners are Jewish, as there is an essential power in the Jewish soul to reveal new insight, whether in Torah, literature, medicine, mathematics, or science. May we be blessed to see the fulfillment of the phrase, a new light will shine upon Zion, and may we all merit soon its light. May a new world order and a new relationship with God, never perceived before, spread to the four corners of the earth. Wow, we need that so much, so much.
Oh,
I'm totally not sure why that decided to not play, but we'll just, it's playing again. Very strange. All right, there's obviously a problem with that CD. We'll just get on to something else here. Okay.
Thank you. So many roads that seem to lead down to the sea. I wonder which road will be the right one for me. Others may drift away, dead ending left and right. But there is this one road that journeys far out of sight. Have you wondered where the road will lead you? Or maybe to a bright day of sunshine, or a starry night in heaven. Oh, it might be you're afraid to go, but you got to follow your road, or you'll never know.